Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank each and every one of you, God, my family, my friends, and for those of you who are tuning in tonight on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, I appreciate your support. I appreciate your listening, and I appreciate you sharing this particular ministry with your friends and your family and other individuals. I would like to first off begin by saying that we're going to have to pray one for another. I'm thinking about Miss Bobby Christine, and I'm thinking about other individuals who are in the hospital, those who are out of the hospitals, those who are going through the storms of life, those who are facing storms, those who are coming out of storms. And if we all be honest, there is a particular area in our lives that we would like to improve. So I submit to you today to begin to pray one for another. We all understand that God's will is God's will, and we want to make sure that we are ready when Jesus comes. For whatever reason he's coming, we want to make sure that we're ready, that we're prepared, that we have a relationship with him, that our hearts are right, our minds are made up, and that we're fixed on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So on tonight, what we're going to do is I'm going to read Psalm, of course, 136, numbers 1 through 9, after which we're going to pray with our praise and worship. Then after we do that, we're going to hear from God. And the title of this particular teaching or this ministry is Where Will You Be When Jesus Comes? Ladies and gentlemen, we have to stay encouraged, remain encouraged, and we have to understand the will of God, and we have to walk in that will, because we never know the day, the time, or the place when Jesus is going to call us out and he's going to tell you, go teach the people, or he's going to tell you, well done, or he'll tell you, go help this person or that person. So we have to make sure that we're ready for the work of Jesus Christ, so that when he comes, we will be ready and we will be equipped to do the will of God. So without further ado, I want to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, thanking you for blessing us as we were able to lie down in the very image of death, and you helped us to rise up to see another day, Lord. We thank you for keeping your angels dispatched and watching over us as we journey today, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you bless those who maybe are here but are getting ready to receive a word from you, Lord. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, those who are coming out, Lord, and those who are going in. We ask that you touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. And each person who's in the hospital, Lord, you have a will for their lives. And we ask, would your will be done, and would it be done in a decent and orderly fashion? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless this ministry, Lord, to be something that is uplifting and powerful something that will change evil minds, something that will bind busy hands, and a ministry that will help to magnify and glorify who you are. We understand that the revelation of God says that you are Yahweh, El Shaddai, Elohim, and that you are with us each step of our lives, Lord. We ask that if there's anyone who is in need of a special blessing, Lord, that if it's in your will, if you would give unto them as you see fit, and would you bless them to give unto others as they would have just a gift from you, Lord. We ask that you bless this ministry tonight. Would you crown my head from the top to the bottom and help me to open up my ears to hear your voice and help the words to come out of my mouth to be those words from you, Lord. We ask, would you establish the kingdom of God, Lord, around this ministry, and would you help this ministry to reach out to hurting hearts and reach out to hurting souls and to bring people unto you, Lord. We ask, would you continue to help us to be the church that you would have us to be, not the church of tomorrow, but the church of today, because we know that without you, Lord, we can do nothing, Lord. We ask, would you bless bereaved families, those who have buried loved ones, and those who are in the process, and would you bless those who have had past disappointments, Lord. If there is anyone who is in a state of not understanding who you are, we ask, would you make it plain, Lord, and would you wrap your arms around them, Heavenly Father, and help them to know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We ask, would you bless our eyes to continue to focus on you, and would you lift up our heads so that we can give you all the praises and honor. We ask, would you establish our hands for everything that we touch. We ask, would it be a success? Every piece of knowledge that we have to share with the people, we ask, would it be that is acceptable, and those things that are granted from you, we ask, would you continue to strengthen us day by day, Lord, as we go through life and we go through the victories and we go through those things that take us to the valley points, but we know that within those valley points we see the end of the tunnel and we see your hand reaching out, Lord, to save us. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us and help us to be ready for when you come, because we know not the day nor the hour, but we know that there is a time. And we just ask, would you help us to be peaceful and to do things decent and in order. And would you bless this lesson, Lord, to be something that is acceptable. Would you give me the words and the wisdom to be able to share the message of God. We ask, would you continue to extend this ministry, Lord, and would you bless it to reach places, Heavenly Father, that we could never imagine, so that souls may come crying, what shall I do to be saved? We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen. Amen. That was Sin of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. That was the instrumental track. And next we're going to hear from Sister Tamala Mann, and she's going to sing This Place. Then we will follow that song with Where Will You Be When Jesus Comes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in at this particular hour, at this particular moment, to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with the love. Lord, that was Sister Tamala Mann with This Place. And I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry tonight. And we are going to talk about where will you be when Jesus comes, where will you be? Where will we be when Jesus comes? I want you to turn to your Bibles to Luke 2 and 49. And actually, I'm in the International Version. If you could turn in your Bibles or listen, because we're going to discuss a little bit about Luke 2 and 49, and I'm going to give you a few points that the Lord gave, and then we're going to move to Matthew 7 and 7 from the New International Version. So Luke 2 and 49 and Matthew 7 and 7. All right. Luke 2 and 49 reads, "Why were you searching for me?" And this is Jesus speaking to his parents. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" The question tonight is, are you about your Father's business? Are you about your Father's business? And this is a yes or no answer, not a maybe or I'm going to or I have or I will. This is a yes or no answer because, as I said before, God's grace and mercy and God is in the present tense. He's not in the past tense. Amen. Because we press on towards the mark of the highest calling. So the question tonight that I have to ask each and every one of you, including the young people, are you about your Father's business? Because it's getting late and the sun is going down, and we must understand and recognize if we are about our Father's business. And this is a yes and no question. And if so, what are you doing to justify that you're about your Father's business? And if not, why are you not about your Father's business? I'm sure that if we took a poll of those who said, "Yes, I'm about my Father's business," they would tell you that they attend church. They would tell you that they read their Bibles and they know the Word of God. And they even have a ministry and they have a platform. And they give to the needy and they feed the sick and they pray for those who need prayer. And they have a lot of things going on the service area of life. And then if I ask those who were not, they would tell me that right now they're just too busy, or they would tell me that they are not able to attend church because they go to work, or they'll tell me that I don't believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or that I believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but I'm not about my Father's business. Whatever answer that you give and whatever your yes is or your no is, God says that the whole purpose about being about your Father's business has to do with one word, and I want you to write it down, relationship. That word is relationship. And this word continues to come up, and we must have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you are about your Father's business, there is a relationship. If you think about a relationship, any type of relationship, you're going to have to spend time with that person. God says spend time reading the Word. You're going to have to go places with that person. The Lord says listen and walk in the will, and you're going to have to begin to speak the language of love. And God says that He is love. And so therefore we are supposed to be in love with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't stress it enough, whether you believe in God, whether you don't, whether you're young or whether you're seasoned, God says that we must have a relationship with Him. Why is it that we have to have a relationship with God? And God says, because no one, He says, no man or woman knows the day or the time when He's coming back. And I keep going back to the question, where will you be when Jesus comes? It's very important to have a relationship with God. If you do not have a relationship with God, you must begin by reading the Word of God and praying. God says reading and praying connects your soul to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord will cover you and He will keep you in that right early. Now, I want to tell you this, and I want to be very honest with those of you who are coming to Christ because you're hearing the Word of God. God says that every day is not going to be a mountain experience because you know Him. Just like when you go to the store, just because you know the owner does not mean that you're going to get free service. But God says that because you know Him and because you have a relationship with Him, He says that everything will be peaceful in your life at the end of the day when you begin to call on the name of Jesus. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that we have a relationship with God. God. He says, because the roads are going to get rough, and he says the nights are going to seem long, and your tears are going to flow like the river, and your voice will cry out unto him. He says, but unless you have a relationship, you will understand that he is right by your side. Why does God seem far away to some of us? God says, because we never called on the name of Jesus. We called on the world more than we called on Jesus. He says, and then when the dark hours come, we begin to call on our Lord and Savior, and we cannot find him. He says, why? Because we don't know him. God could be right before us, but we don't know him. Why? Because we don't have a relationship. God likens this, ladies and gentlemen, talking to my adults now, to a blind date. You know that a person exists, amen. You talk to them on the phone, amen. You heard things about their friends are telling you about this person, and all you do is talk to this person. But if this person was to walk up to you now, even with a description, you wouldn't know, because you're blinded and you haven't seen a picture. God says the relationship is a picture of him in your mind through the word of God. And through the word of God, you form an image of who God is. Yes, because he dispatches his angels, and you know who is sent by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we go about this particular area, and God has taken us left here, but I have to go by the Spirit and be obedient. God says you have to be careful of false pretense and false people and false teachers and false prophets and people who say they are coming in the name of Jesus. You have to be careful who you surround yourselves with, because they will keep you on a blind date. And God says that the worst thing about life is being blinded by who he is. And the reason why we're blinded is because we only know that there is a God, but we do not have a relationship, a personal relationship with God. So my question to you today is, are you about your Father's business? It's a yes or no question. If so, what are you doing? And if not, why not? And where will you be when Jesus comes? Let's back this up. Are you about your Father's business? God says that he thanks us for having a relationship with people, and for giving to people, and for spreading the ministry, and for touching people, and for reaching out to people, and for praying for people, and keeping people on our prayer list. But God says, what is your relationship like with him? Have you spoke to God today? Did you tell God thank you yesterday? Are you reading your Bible and meditating with God? Are you spending time with him? Are you putting him on the back burner? Are you calling God when the storms of life approach? Are you calling God when you don't feel well? God says he needs to hear from you on a daily basis. If you're not with God, the question is, why not? Why aren't you with God? Who are you with? God says, who is your company? He says, what blind date are you on? He says, if you don't know who you're speaking to, if you haven't seen the person, God says that that is not a good person for you. God says, because there is no hidden agendas when it comes unto him. Everything is transparent. So if you don't know who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, even if he walked up to you, God says, why not? Because his mercy and his grace and his salvation has already been paid. So God says, if you are not in relationship with him, and if you are not about his business, God says, open up your mind first and open up your heart so that he may come in, and so that he may reside within your heart, and so that you can walk into the light. Because where will you be when Jesus comes? And when Jesus comes to reward us, in whichever way he does, we want to make sure that we're in the light where we can see, because we don't want to fall, and we don't want to stumble, and we don't want to miss the blessing, because we don't know if that's Jesus Christ or not. And we don't want to deny God either. So God says we must have a relationship with him on a daily basis, and speak to him on a daily basis. You know, when you're dating someone, or when you're in a relationship with someone, or you know, you're speaking to your parents, you want to talk to them on a daily basis. And so God says that this must be daily, in which we continue to build a relationship with him. The second question is, what can you do? What can we do for God to get the best out of us? What can you do for God to get the best out of you? What can we do for God to get the best out of us? I want you to write this down. God says, pray. And in the Bible, he even teaches us how to pray. God says, listen. And he says, be obedient. each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, we must pray because we do not know the next moment. We do not know what's going to happen the next moment. God says pray, and pray without what? Without ceasing. He says listen. He says listen to his voice, and God will lead and direct your paths. When we speak about ordering our steps, and I say this all the time on the ministry, we're only listening to God, and wherever God tells us to go, that is where we go, because we're walking in the will of God. And people miss out on success, and they miss out on their blessings when Jesus comes because they're walking out of the will of God, because they're listening to that blind date, because they're listening to people who are blinded and do not know Jesus Christ. And so God says you must use your own ear to listen to the voice of God. And in order to understand that that's really God and it's not a false prophet, it's not a false teacher, it's not a false minister, God says that you must have what? It goes back, a relationship with him. There's a song that I played the last time entitled Falling in Love with Jesus. If you are out of love with Jesus or if you're angry with God, God said this is the time to come back and this is the time to make up for that. It's very important that we continue to have a relationship with God. We understand that things happen, and God says that we all are human. Things happen, and individuals fall out of love with God for whatever reason, and people become mad with God. And God says just as we become mad, his wrath also comes upon the people as well. And so he knows that we're human. He says, but we must come to terms with him, and every knee will bow no matter what, and every tongue will confess that he is God at the end of the day. So whether you're mad or not, I submit unto you that you must come back unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the only one who can save. He is the only one who can deliver. He is the only one who can set us free. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the only one. So we must pray, listen, and be obedient unto God. Let's go on and move on to Matthew 7:7. I'm going to give you time to look for that, Matthew 7:7. And this is the New International Version of the Bible. And it reads, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. When we look at this particular verse, ask and it shall be given unto you, the Lord did not specify anything, because the Lord is the Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings, and he owns many things, and he's rich with houses and land. He holds the world at the palm of his hand, rubies and diamonds, silver and gold. Just tell him, I'm a child of God. God says once you become a child of God, you will receive the inheritance that he has for you. Ask and it will be given to you. The Lord says whatever you need, if it's in the will of God and God knows that you need it, you shall be given those things. Plus, many more things will be added unto you. Why? Because of your faith in him. Seek and you will find. If you're not looking, if you're blinded and you're not having a relationship with God, you will not find the things that God has for you. You will not connect with the people. You will not connect with those things that God has in place for you because you're blind and you're walking in darkness. And anytime you walk in darkness, no matter how much you know where things are, you still may bump into something. You still can't see what the Lord has for you because you are blinded. So God says, seek and you will find. That means you must open up your eyes and you must take action with this relationship with God so that you can walk into the light, because Jesus is the light. Walk in the light. And once you walk in the light and once you have a relationship with God, you will be able to find everything that the Lord has for you. He says, the knock and the door will be opened unto you. You notice that I said knock. I didn't say just walk in, because God gives us authority. He gives us the authority to accept those things that he has behind closed doors. But God says we should do things decent and in order. He says, knock and the door will be open unto you. Once again, God says you have to have a relationship. Have you ever went over someone's house that you didn't know? And when you knocked, no one opened the door because people don't know who you are, and things are happening nowadays where people, they don't want to open their doors anymore because so much is happening. And God says, knock and the door will be open unto you. Why? Because you recognize who God is, and God recognized that you are his child regardless. But he recognized that what's behind that door is for you. God strategically places himself into those places where you will knock so that he can open and welcome you in and that he can begin to lead and guide you. And that's what life is all about, ladies and gentlemen. having a relationship, being about your Father's business, doing the will of God, and being at your best for God, praying, listening, and being obedient. And most of all, you ask for anything that you want, and it shall be given. Once you seek, you will find, because your eyes are open, and once you knock, the door will be open. Ladies and gentlemen, on this week, we consecrate this week, we bless this week. We ask God for favor. We ask Him for mercy. We ask Him for grace. We ask Him for His will to be done. We understand that some things that started with us will not end with us. But we ask God in the name of Jesus, will He continue to help us to continue to have faith and trust in Him? Would He preserve everything and anything that needs to be preserved? Would He give peace that surpasses all understanding? Would He bless those who are just in the hospitals and those who are coming out and those who are in? And we want to be ready. We want to be in the right place when Jesus comes for our blessings. When a roll is called, we want to be able to answer unto the Lord. We want to be in the right place, and we pray in the name of Jesus that we will be in the right place. We pray in the name of Jesus that we will be found doing the will of God. We pray in the name of Jesus that God will pour out His blessings where we won't have room enough to receive. And when He pour out His blessings, we ask that we be of service to others and that we humble ourselves and we continue to magnify and edify the Lord. We anoint and we cover everything that's on this line, from the ministry to the people, to the host, to our families, to our careers, to everything. We just anoint and we ask God to take over. We ask God to take over the health and of each and every person who is in the hospital. We ask, would He continue to touch and would He continue to be God of who He is? And we ask, whatever His will is, that we are able to accept His will and to help to strengthen us. And we thank God for this ministry. We thank God for the Word of God and the revelation tonight. We ask, would God just bless each and every person? We ask, would God continue to raise us up a standard? And would He help us to do His holy and righteous will? Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the teaching of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry entitled, Where Will You Be When Jesus Comes? We want to make sure that we're ready. But in order for us to be ready, we must be about our Father's business. Without further ado, I'm going to play Pastor Beverly Crawford, He's Done Enough. Then I will have one more song, and then I will have announcements and bid you good night.
The song just simply says, if He doesn't do anything else, He's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah.
That was Pastor Beverly Crawford with He's Done Enough. And I appreciate the music ministry of Sister Tamla Mann and Pastor Beverly Crawford. And without further ado, I would like to come to you with a few announcements. And then I would like to play one more song as I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALO. Gospel artists, writers, talk show hosts, game changers, positive community leaders, journalists, publicists. Please, 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 Facebook Al Freda Love. That's AlFredaLove or FredaLove. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure that you're praying for at least 370 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those who you know and those who you do not know. Everyone needs prayer, and the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Thank you so much. In addition to that, be sure to tune in with me tomorrow at 4:30 Central Standard Time and 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as I welcome Mr. Femi to our platform. He is the author of Revelations of Relationship, and we're going to have a conversation about relationships. He is a motivational speaker, talk show host. He has a syndicated radio station in Baltimore, Maryland. He is from Nigeria, and he's also going to be on the ministry sometime, and he's going to help co-host as well, because I want new perspectives so that this ministry will be optimized as far as the different happenings of the world, as well as saving our youth. So be sure to do that. Speaking of saving our youth, be sure to mark your calendars for the first Saturday in June, as we will have the Save Our Youth Talent Hour. This is the first Saturday. I will put out a news flyer this week so that we can begin looking at the different videos, and I'm putting my judges, I'm getting some great judges, and we will have prizes, and we will have food and fun. And this is for our youth and also for our adults, because I want to bring the community together, because we all need to work to save our youth. And the cause is for our youth and also the Love of Jesus Ministry projects and things of that nature. So please be sure to mark your calendars for that, because we're going to have a good time in the Lord. In addition to that, I just continue to ask you that you continue to pray. Just pray for each and every one. Pray for those who you know, those who you do not know. I keep saying that because I want to reiterate this unto you. Pray to God, and God is able to do everything but fail. So do not forget to join me on tomorrow at 4:30 right here on blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. If you know of any other individuals who would like to come on the ministry, please give them my email at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you're looking for a radio station just to listen to and to be blessed, blogtalkradio.com/freetolove is the station that you should be listening to. I want to appreciate God, my family and friends, my military friends, my Houston friends, my Dallas friends, my friends from Philly, my friends from Maryland, and other places. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the Love of Jesus Ministry. I appreciate you so much, and be sure to bring someone else when you come back. In addition to that, I want to conclude by saying that I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. I recommend that if you have fallen out of love with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you fall back in love with him. He is the best thing that could ever happen to you. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how rich you are. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you have a relationship, as I said before, with Christ, because you never know where you're going to be when he comes back. And we want to be ready, and we want to be able to do the will of God. So let's fall back in love with Jesus Christ. And once again, I recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto you. I'm going to play Falling in Love with Jesus, and then I'm going to conclude with our song. And please join me on tomorrow, God's will, as we welcome Mr. Femi, who is a talk show host, and he has a syndicated radio show in Maryland. Please join me as we welcome him to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever done.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.